QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, plus offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio. A gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio, communications, and basic technology. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, a couple of announcements here. I do believe we are still under a red flag warning, so keep your eyes open out there. And if you see anything that even looks like smoke, dial 911. I'd rather respond to multiple calls than something that gets out of hand. Second announcement is this upcoming weekend on the 17th and 18th. There is a ham review class for the technician test. It's basically from all day Saturday. I think it starts at 8 or 9 o'clock, something like that. I have to find out. I think it's 9 o'clock. Anyway, 9 to 3, I believe, Saturday, and 9 till noon on Sunday. And then after that, there is a technician class ham test. If you think you're ready, or if you want to review with these people, you can come in at noon and take the test, or you can show up and actually go through the class. Like I say, it's a review class. You have to do some study beforehand to just kind of help make sure all that stuff is locked in. It is free, and it is at Paradise Yard over there up here in Big Bear. All right, topic for the evening. We're just going to do a little bit of review. We're talking a lot about batteries, solar panels, and that, and just want to get some terms and how to judge what you're looking for out there, and just a couple things like that. Not going to have a lot of depth into this week tonight, but we just want to kind of review some of that. So give you some ideas how to price what you're looking at and whether it's a good deal or a bad deal. All right, let's go ahead and do a roll call here, though. Got my list out here, and first guy on the top is KA6CIA George.
And Tom, KA6CIA.
All right, George, glad to have you out there. Glad for all your input on this stuff, too. Appreciate that. Let's see here. Next, I have WA6ITC Rod.
From Mike Williams, WA6ITC.
And thanks there, Rod, also for a lot of input on this stuff, on this subject. And everybody listening out there, both these last two gentlemen, I have got a lot of experience with solar panels and solar systems. All right, next I have KJ6FIL Mike.
Good evening, all. KJ6FIL.
And good evening there, Mike. Mike, real quick, I know you do have solar panels up there at Dan's place up there on the hill?
Yes, sir.
Well, very cool. We can kind of start on this. I kind of remember that. Sorry if we haven't talked about that. I'd like to maybe fill us in a little bit, just brief information of what you guys put up there when we get started here, so. All right, next I have KJ6, KDL Jim, KJ6, KDK Rosemary. Let's see if they're out there.
Hello, Tom and group. This is KJ6, KDK, and please check in Jim, although I'm not sure he's going to be able to listen, but he's here.
Oh, that's quite all right. Not a problem. All right, let's see here. We're going down the list. Rosemary, hope you're feeling better out there, too. W6GZI, Frank. Okay, not hearing Frank out there this evening. Yeah, okay, I6IQA, Kelly.
Sir, yes, sir. KI6IQA.
And good evening there, Kelly. Glad to have you out there. I hope you're getting a good schedule there to get your eyes worked on there. I hope that's going to work out for you. All right, how about K9AOG, Stephen? All righty, how about K6GBL, Ron Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and the Net. This is Ron, K6GBL.
And good evening there, Ron. Glad to have you out there. How about AD6PL, Harold in Riverside?
AD6PL.
And good evening there, Harold. Thanks for being out there. And let's see, K6LCS, I think he's still on doggy duty. Anyway, let's see if he's out there. Yeah, I thought he was still busy. How about KJ6PYB, Dave?
Good evening, Tom and the Net. KJ6PYB, checking in from Sugarloaf.
And good evening there, Dave. Glad to have you out there. All right. How about K6YNW, Chris, in the lower desert there?
Howdy, K6YNW.
And good evening there, Chris. Boy, we're headed for a scorcher, I know, for you guys, so just stay cool. How about W6POO, Chip?
Evening, Tom and Annette. W6POO in Palm Springs with the air conditioning full blast.
Yeah, Chip, good luck with that. I know, hopefully it's sized right. I'm sure it makes it, whatever it does, keeps it cooler inside than outside, so good deal, Chip. Stay cool. How about KD6LN, Bill? All right, not hearing Bill out there this evening. Let's see if we got KJ6QYN. Let's see if Shelly's out there. All right, I don't hear Shelly out there. Let's see what else I got in this other sheet here. How about AE6CK, Victor? Nothing there. About KA6ROD, Rod?
Good evening, everyone. KA6ROD.
And good evening, Rod. Hey, this is when we're glad we're up here and not down the hill, right? All right. How about W6JET? Let's see if he's out there. Not hearing Rob. How about KJ6RAY? I missed him last week. Let's see. Make sure I don't miss him this week.
Well, good evening, Tom and Annette. KJ6RAY Mobile. And back to you.
Well, Ray, good to have you out there. And let me go through my other sheet of names here. Let's see. How about W2PFA Art? All right, he's probably trying to stay cool out there in Riverside. N7WNO. Let's see if we got Mike. All right, not hearing them out there. How about KK6FJE, Zachary?
Howdy, Tom and the Net. This is KK6FJE, Zach and Sugarloaf.
And good evening there, Zach. Glad to have you out there. How about KK6HUB, Bob?
Yep. Hey there, Tom and the group. KK6HUB.
And good evening there, Bob. Glad to have you out there. Let's see. Well, we could try W6CYS, see if John's out there.
W6CYS, we are here. Good evening.
And good evening there, John. Glad to have you out there. All right. I've got most of, I guess it's got more names on here, but some are here and some are not sometimes. So we're going to go ahead and just stop right there and check for others or listeners out there this evening. Please come back to KF6Q if you'd like to check in as a guest. All right, well, I guess we got them all. Anybody out there listening, feel free to check in anytime or contribute. Not a problem. Well, anyway, one of the things that solar panels, of course, is you got to say, well, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of different prices, a lot of different ratings, a lot of different sizes, and how in the heck do we compare this stuff? So, well, we're going to use a few comparisons, and one of these will be, well, just like if you're going to, you know, you're going to buy a lawnmower, you're going to buy a car or something like that, you know, or you're buying a motor. We have ratings on horsepower. You know, this has got a lawnmower's got a 10 horsepower motor. That's pretty good. But wait a minute, this one over here has got a 15 horsepower motor. If the one that's 10 horsepower costs more than the 15 horsepower, well, there's something wrong there. Anyway, but we know that. They know that. People who sell this stuff know that. So, you know, they're kind of comparing that the better that you're buying or the more powerful that you're buying, generally the more costly it is going to be. Let me reset. Well, unfortunately, with solar panels, not quite that easy, but we can try to nail it down a little bit here. Keep in mind, some of these ratings are the best. If you say you bought a new Mustang car and that thing had like 300 horsepower, let's just say it had 300 horsepower. Well, if you got 300 horsepower, anybody out there knows horsepower. That's at a specific RPM. It's not all over the range, and that's the best of the best it's going to produce when the motor is all warmed up and best conditions and all that. So, but it gives you some kind of a rating to judge it by. However, that's going to be the best it'll put out in the best conditions. Let me reset. So likewise, we can compare some of the stuff. We're all used to that. We're going to get into solar panels, and first off, solar panel. Well, a solar panel is made up of solar cells, individual cells that are soldered or wired together. If you look at one, you'll see that, hey, it's not just one giant blob. Basically, each solar cell is typically capable of about one half, yes, that's true, one half of a volt. And one half of a volt is not a lot. Let me reset. Of course, this is why we have them. We solder them together. And the manufacturer is going to put together an array, depending what the array is for. And we call that a solar panel. Of course, all sealed up, nice and pretty, with a nice frame around it. And they'll usually stack enough in there to get at least 16, maybe 18 volts. Some of the bigger ones that are meant for houses, they may actually be 24, 32, 48 volts way up there. And that's because they work better with the inverters for a household. All right, well, okay, so let's see. What is and how do we rate these? They're all different prices and whatnot, and we're going to get into that right now. And if you can compare the power, we'll just, you know, just think like in horsepower. So the power in watts, per dollars and watts and things like that. So basically right now, a good going rate, I'm going to call this like an average online best conditions sale price is right around $1 a watt. And in best, you know, some of these places are even less than that, 80, 90 cents a watt. Let me reset. So a lot of the household ones that are going to mount on the roof or where we're going to mount them, 250 watts, $250. Well, that's $1 a watt, but you'll find that they're actually less than that. And that is complete. I mean, that thing's ready to go. Does it come with an inverter? No. We're talking panels for panels for panels. We're not going to compare apples and peaches and oranges. Just the panel itself. Let me reset. With that said, we get down to the smaller ones where they were like maybe 10 watts, 20 watts, 50 watts, 60 watts, and all of a sudden they seem like they jump in price. Well, there's a couple reasons. First off, they're more portable, and the demand is not as high. I'm not sure that, you know, generally should actually lower the price, but doesn't seem to. So you got to kind of shop around there. So, you've got, well, this one I saw some today, and I'm going to share this with everybody out there. Just for ID purposes, this is KF6Q Tech Tuesday in the group. Every Tuesday we can. Stopped off at a place down in Apple Valley. And the prices I saw, they did sell solar panels. Some of the prices I saw there really wasn't anything to write home to mom about. I mean, if you've got two panels and they're 40 watts each, so you got 80 watts, and the thing is $160 or much, that's, to me, that's about $2 a watt. So at $2 a watt, I'm thinking, well, that's not a great deal. It's better than $3 a watt, but, you know, it's way off our target there. If we can get them down to $1 a watt, that's really great. You know, in a lot of places, they're the markup. What it is what they have is there's no real, there's competition out there, but on the smaller ones, since the big ones are competitive for all the household market, a lot of competition there, a lot of price comparisons we can do. The smaller stuff, it's like, well, you know what, I want to add this little thing to my camper, or I want to take this camping with me, or you know what, I'd like to set this up out there. I don't have any power out there in the shed, things like that. So with that, not a huge market there, so where even though the demand is low, the ability to compare one to another becomes a little bit tougher, and they tend to raise their profit margin up a lot. So, like I said, you got to be careful when you look out there. Do the best you can. Look around. Now, some of these may advertise or come with, a lot of this is like from Harbor Freight, well, they got a built-in charge controller. They got built-in that. You know, and there's a lot of plus points for that. And that's going to kind of take your sight away from that. What you need to do is do some shopping for just that. Shop for a charge controller in the power range that you're looking at. See what's out there for that. Let's say if you come up with one that's, say, $30. Okay, so if the charge controller is worth $30, but they're selling this thing for about $2.50 a watt, they're saying, well, but this has a charge controller. Well, that $30 isn't contributing to that high price. Their profit margin is, so you just got to be a little careful. Let me reset. And it's handy if it all comes as one. It's all relative to your wallet and how much you want to get rid of that money that's in it. So you know what? Spending more is not, you're not getting more. Okay? It's not, this is not the area where, you know, you get what you pay for. Well, you're sometimes not going to get what you pay for. You're going to get a lot less than what you think you're paying for. So anyway, with that, try to compare based on a watt per watt basis. Try to make sure you're comparing portable solar panels by themselves. Like I said, this other group for house tops and whatnot, rooftops, in a different area by themselves. But you start thinking like, well, you know, if I get to lug this big thing around, boy, it'd be cheap. Yeah, it'd be really hard though, you know. They're typically about 39, 40 inches by 72 inches, pretty big, not that heavy, 70, 80 pounds, not exactly what I call portable. Anybody out there with any comments, please come back. All right, I guess not. Okay, so with this in mind, remember, watts. They're all going to be, if they're portable, they're going to be designed around 16 to 18 volts. The current they produce, the bigger the panel, the more current it's probably going to produce. They're going to design the cells in that panel. They'll parallel them, they'll put them in series, whatever they're going to do. When they're all done with that and you've got two terminals on the back, the idea there is to make sure that they don't get a huge voltage back there. Remember, this is for portable stuff. So they're almost always going to be in the 16 to 18 volt range. Some will be more, but you know, make sure you check on that. And the current that they produce is going to be directly related to their size. Resetting again. So with that said, a bigger panel is going to produce more current. And just a little Ohm's law here, power equations, volts times amps equals watts. So you can basically pretty much use that formula, volts times amps equals watts. If you have a 100-watt panel, it doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, cooking 100 watts out there all the time. These are best conditions, but they're all rated pretty much in that. So you're kind of comparing them even across the board. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Just want to, you know, get everybody out there a little forewarning. A lot of vendors selling them out there. Well, this is a three-panel array, so we put hinges on it. And now this thing is worth $4 a watt. Well, no, it's not. And KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group. You know, and like I say, the charge controllers, especially for these low powers, are not expensive. They're, you know, shop around for those. So if they're tagging on there, well, this has this, okay. And if it comes with a whole bunch of bells and whistles, well, this will charge your cell phone and triple charge this and charge your battery and your, you know, whatever. That is a good thing. So you just got to kind of keep that in mind. You know, they're going to really pizzazz you with that, and it may be very handy to get that all in one. But it doesn't hurt to shop around, so you can get that extra charge controller, converter, whatever, separate. So just get an idea of what that is actually worth, and then figure out how much it's worth as a solar panel by itself, and add those two together and see where you're at with your price. And anyway, like I said, we have talked about this for the last few weeks. Check out there for used equipment. And I guess we got to get into that just a little bit here. And we'll talk about the 80% factor, the warranties, and stuff like that. We'll get started here on that right now. It's KF6Q Tech Tuesday in the group. Let me reset. Yeah, most panels now are warrantied. And they're warrantied over a period of 25 years, and some have a split warranty that they will produce up to over 80% over the period of the, now they won't drop. In other words, if it's a 100-watt panel, it won't drop down to below 80 watts over 25 years. And some of them have split that in 10 years and 15 years and put two different numbers there. Well, actually, you know, and what this is, what is it, wearing out? Well, no, it's just, you know, hey, the thing's out there cooking in the sun for 25 years. It's going to have some degradation. So if you're buying a used panel, it may not be producing what the new one would, but, you know, it's going to be out there. It's going to be usable. So keep in mind, if it's used, you know, it's all, you know, into that time span where it's, you know, starting to fall off a little bit. Well, it should not compare to the price range of other stuff. So you might be able to find those for around 50 cents a watt, sometimes even less, but keep your eyes open. Doesn't mean they're bad. They'll work perfectly fine. As long as they do produce, you know, make sure they are producing something. Let me reset. But anyway, with that said, like I said, save your money, shop around. You're going to find that there's, and truly you will find prices all over the board. Why? Some people just really think that their stuff is worth a lot more. You know, I don't know. I think if you've ever been out there buying anything in this world, just because it costs more doesn't mean it is better. Just be careful. So, but anyway, look for that. Try to compare directly with the per watt, which basically divide the watts into what it costs. If it costs $150 and it produces 50 watts, that's $3 a watt. It's 150 divided by 50. That's $3 a watt. That's ridiculous. And I don't care if they do have stores all over the United States and mail order too. Okay. And they may even have a 20% off coupon. And it's still too high. Let me reset. Anyway, with that all said, try to, you know, use that as a comparison there, and hopefully everybody out there will be happy campers, so. All right, well, anyway, not going to dwell a lot on that, and that's pretty much it for this evening, but I just wanted to wrap up with that. And one other thing, as we've talked about, is your rechargeable cells, your batteries. Be careful there, too. Like I said, there's good deals, pretty good deals, and some are just designed that are way off the board, and I have no idea why. If it has marine or aviation tied to it, triple the cost. It could be the same product, okay? Basically, marine and aviation, anything like that. It's a reliability factor, you know, and you need that reliability, especially in aircraft. Definitely tends to be that way in marine stuff, too. Tie the word boat to it, and its price just doubled. Anyway, so check around, look for stuff like that. Try to stay away from that if you're not, unless you're using it for that purpose, and that actually is important to you. Let me reset. Here again, batteries, basically amp hours. It's kind of like, all right, how much water can I put in the bucket? Is it a 1 gallon bucket? Is it a 2 gallon bucket? Is it a 5 gallon bucket? Well, amp hours is how we measure how much energy we're going to store in there. And, you know, that's a good idea. And actually, that's how many amps it could kick out for 1 hour. You wouldn't want to do that. It's going to get pretty hot. But, you know, that'll give you the idea. And if you say, well, if I do it over a period of two hours, then, yeah, well, you're going to get half of that power in 2 hours, and it's going to be dead. You're going to have time to recharge it. Safety again here with how you use it. And remember that deep cycle charging, discharging will wear out the battery quicker. You want to be careful about that. All right, anyway, that's pretty much it. Different types of batteries out there, of course, the lead acid gel cells, we talked all about that. So check pricing. I did go to this one store in Apple Valley today, and I looked at the prices on the shelf, and I know those were not the prices they had on their website. The gentleman looked at me and says, oh, can I help you? I said, yes. I said, those prices are way higher than your website. I said, which is the right price? He said, oh, well, okay, let me pull up the website here. Which one do you want to see? But if you walk in the street, right off the street, he's going to sell it to you at a very high price. Is he just going to make more money? Okay. But we've talked about, we know the store we're talking about, and it's a good store, and the prices are good on the website. Don't have to walk in with any paper, special ID badges or anything. Just say, hey, I'd like your website pricing. And, you know, if you already, you should know what that is. Let me reset. Just as a reminder, the, I believe it's the 8 amp hour battery, 7 or 8, basically runs for about $17 and something. I also have, that's one that's got 50% more power capacity. It goes from 8 amp hours to 12. That's 8 times 50% more, it's 12. 12 volts and 12 amps, both. And that one is runs about 28. Now, these are web prices. So, let's see. Well, we have 18 plus 9 is 27. That's pretty close. You're about getting 50% more, or maybe getting a little bit charged a little more than 50% more, but pretty close, so not too bad. And it's physically just a little bit bigger. Anyway, with all that said, got a good review. Just want to do a review tonight on that. Like I say, if you're going to be putting anything together like that for backup power, solar power, for radio gear, especially going to be very cool coming up for field day next month. It's good stuff to have. Please shop around. You know, take your time. That stuff will still be out there. Prices aren't going up. If anything, they're going to be coming down. All right, well, that's it for Tech Tuesday. I'll do a call out there for any comments and before we close the net and see if anybody's got any questions or comments. Please come back to KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
EIA.
W. All right, I got CIA in there first. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, just a reminder that each individual should add up what his maximum amperage should be, how many amp hour, and to use in an amp hour before you go out and buy a panel and a battery. We all have a tendency to buy one too small, so be sure that you figure out the maximum that you will be using and then buy accordingly. That's it. Good evening, Tom. K6CIA.
Yeah, very good there, George. Yeah, I think this is probably a good application. A lot of portable radios draw about, I'm going to say, right around 6-7 amps running full power, but you can always drop back. And if you're going to kind of run into that, you want to make sure that you have ample power and actually match that with that so that you're not overworking the stuff. Appreciate that, George, and thanks for all your help out there. Did have somebody else in there. Please come back.
YNW.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Yes, I was thinking of getting a 600-watt panel for $600, but we're a little short of cash right now. And another thing, by the way, is that there are two kinds of controllers. I don't know, I can't keep them separate, but one kind is much more efficient than the other, K6YNW.
Yeah, and KF6Q, Tech2's in the group. Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, the charge controllers kind of going through a little bit of a redesign and what's out there. So kind of check on that. I think we've grouped them kind of as charge controllers are a charge controller, but there are some different ones. One of the things that I know they have in the inverters for household or grid feed or something, stuff like that, I know that what they have done is tried to make sure that all the voltage being generated is being used to actually, in other words, they modify the electronics, they modify how the power is fed back into the inverter, and that's good for a household. And I do believe that they're also, the charge controllers too, got to be careful, you know. It's just like any battery charger type device. We have the basic battery charger, then we have what we call the smart charger, and that's a little bit better. So the same thing in charge controllers. Some have a little more intelligence out there. They're going to actually take care of your battery better, so kind of keep an eye on that. Appreciate mentioning that, Chris. That's a very good point. Anybody else?
6KVC.
Yes, go ahead, Gary.
Tom, long time no talkie. Heading for Dayton tomorrow. I missed the last couple of meetings, but I got an email the other day. You changed the location for the meetings now?
Yes, we have. We're a little overcrowded there. We're starting our meeting. We're starting to meet over there at the Paradise Yard.
Oh, wherever that is. But I guess I'll find it. Hopefully I'll make the next meeting. Also, they picked out a location for field day.
Yes, they have, or we have. It's also at Paradise Yard. So we're going to be there. Plenty of parking. It's a little more challenging. There are basically no trees. So we're going to have to actually, we've got some fiber, very tall fiberglass poles. We're, our meeting coming up this month is actually to discuss this and see how we're going to work this out. It'd be kind of like what we had over at Bear Mountain. We used stuff we had strapped to the handrails and stuff. Just get something up in the air. But we have a huge yard there. You cannot miss it if you're on Paradise, which is the last street east of Greenway. Greenway is the last one that crosses from North Shore to, you know, down to the Boulevard. Last one that goes across there before you get towards Baldwin Lake is Paradise. And just not too far from the Mormon Church over there, you'll see a sign on the east side of the street says Paradise Yard. You cannot miss it. I know. I just went by there today. So hopefully that helps. And, yeah, you can check that out. Going to be challenging, but it's good for parking, very good access. And it's going to be a three-day event. Some of the ECS and CERT people are going to be out there Saturday. And again, we're looking forward to doing something that's a challenge to get the wires in the air. We're also going to make it very easy to get to. Back to you, Gary.
Tomorrow, they're going to allow us to camp out and all that. Okay, well, I've got portable masks and everything also, so we'll get something erected up in the air. And whatever. And like I say, I don't mind camping that way. Somebody's there to protect the goodies at night.
Yeah, and we have, we've got the gate. It is a gated facility. The gate will be open through this. We could always lock the gate. This is actually tied in with ECS and CERT, so we're using this as an emergency training exercise. And that got us in there without a problem. If we find this actually workable, it could be a good site for next year, too. So we'll see. But anyway, love to have you out there, Gary. Appreciate all the stuff you bring to the party. We're going to talk about power generation out there, and it's always something to look at. Of course, we don't have any new gear yet, and we're still looking for the quiet generators if anybody has them. So appreciate it, Gary. I'll send it back to you one more time.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, I'll see you at the next meeting. Getting ready to fly out of here in the morning, heading for Dayton. Going back there. I haven't been back in 10 years, so it's time to go. And so I'll be back next week when I get back. I'll be back next Wednesday. And whatever. So, yeah, we'll have the 3KW Honda and the 2KW Honda. Both of those pretty much ran everything last year. And then I think there's another Honda or two out there. That way we'll have quiet generators.
Yeah, very good, Gary. Also, we're going to have our support group on the CW side. I think Lanny and Dave will be out there with Victor. They're going to work as a group. And we have so much space out there, we can put them on the south end of the Paradise Yard. We're like 500 feet north, at least. Great separation, or vice versa, whatever we work out. So, and they have also generation equipment there, so it's all going to be good. All right, Gary, hope to see you out there. Stay safe in Dayton. All right, anybody else out there, any comments before we close the net? All right, anyway, just wanted to bring that to mind today, just to make sure people are out there. Just kind of shop around. Look on the internet. I've seen a million prices out there that are ridiculously high, and it's just there is no reason for it. So just be careful what you buy. Like I said, it's always good to shop around. All right, QSD, QSD, QSD. This is Tom Fry, KF6U, Net Control for the Deck Tuesday Net. Be closing the net at, 7:38 this evening. Do want to thank everybody out there for listening in, and stick with us here. We'll be looking more into radio gear and stuff for Field Day. It's coming up next month, very close. So anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll see you again next Tuesday. This is KF6Q returning the repeater back to normal use.